Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. Yeah, I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show, this gentleman right here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, welcome to your broadcast.
It's just so pleasing to be here sitting in your shadow.
Yeah, isn't it great? I like it. It's good. No, I'm casting good. It's no shadow being cast on you. You're there all alone. We got a lot to talk about today. First, how was your week? You've been watching some baseball.
No, I'm fine. Baseball's
see the
here.
Dodgers and, come back from 7-3 with
you know
the Pirates.
This kid, this James Outman.
Yeah, on
that
the Dodgers.
That kid is going to be the rookie of the year.
You like him, don't you?
He is fantastic. Yeah. I saw him in the spring training. He was hitting the cover off the ball. He's got a great swing. His mechanics are perfect, and he's a smart, intelligent kid. I wish him all the best.
Yeah, the other guy got Bush, that other kid that's up there. He looked pretty good.
Michael Bush is good.
The Dodgers have some good guys, and they got some veterans together, and so we'll be looking into baseball a little bit and see how things are going. It's kind of still too early to tell, don't you think? You sort of say, well, going to be a long year. It's only the first few weeks going by here. We haven't even put a month in.
Yeah, what is it, 20 days?
Yeah, so it was a little longer, I guess.
Days, I think it's
longer.
Yeah, it's fine.
Seems like 60. But
people should get rattled. I got a friend of mine who calls me every 15 minutes. He goes, the sky's falling. And I try to talk him down. I send
on baseball. He's upset.
I send over a pizza with pot in it.
Really, to calm him down?
Yeah, just to calm him down.
That's terrible. Yeah, you got to give it some time and make things go that way. You know, if you have that Major League Baseball app now this year, you not only can watch the regular games, but you can also watch the minor league games. That's a new thing. What are you writing there? A letter or something? A postcard?
I'm writing down Seager, Turner, names of Dodgers who have been let go or have been allowed to go so they can make room for the James Outmans.
And sometimes that has to happen.
You have to.
Ask Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you have to.
Sometimes you just got to say goodbye.
Well, look, I mean, it does end. I remember a coach came down the hallway and knocked on my door, and he said, "Hey, Fred, how you doing?"
I said,
"Good, coach. What's going on with you?" He says, "I think Ray wants to see you. He wants to talk to you." I said, "Oh, what do you want to talk to me about?" He says, "I think it's something to do with retirement."
That's what he said. Hey, Fred, I hate to tell you, but the program director wants to see you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're going to come back, Fred. Stay with us here in the Fred Dreyer Show. Thank you all for joining us.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase energy, memory, sleep, and it helps unlock your immune system. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. So go ahead, eat that pepperoni pizza without heartburn. And now you can try Balance 7 and get 15 dollars off your order. Free shipping, a money-back guarantee, plus a free bottle of my smooth skin. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039, code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039, code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here in the Sports Lounge. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our program. Gentlemen, right there. You're looking good today, Fred. Let me just say hello and welcome to the show.
Well, I feel good. I feel peppy. And summer is about to rage forward.
Yeah, let's say hello to some of the neighbors here. Just don't forget, we're live here on radio. Our flagship 790 KABC on Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio stations all over the country. Sirius XM, Channel 217, XM 203 online, 967. And you could watch us on Tiki Live at crntalk.com and on Facebook Live. And we got some hellos. Fred, Mike, hello from Katrina. She says, I'm watching you on CRN. Lee says hello to all of us. Bruce saying hello. And Nikki is tuned in. And she's saying she's in Nebraska. That's Vince Ferragamo's
state. Vince Ferragamo's
his team there. He played in Nebraska.
Yeah,
that's
good. Not very long.
Rachel says, hello, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer. I'm here from Birmingham, Alabama, listening and watching to you guys. Lori says hello from Iowa. And she says she's at the plane. She got a plane ticket. She's got a hotel and a rental car booked.
She's coming
for this Hollywood show. Tell everybody about the Hollywood show.
Well, the Hollywood show it comes out every other year or so. They don't want to overdo it because they'll drive the business into the ground. But they have a list of people, and they sign them up. They show up for a weekend, which is Friday, Saturday, and part Sunday, at a designated hotel. This time it's over in Burbank here.
And, Burbank, California, everybody.
Right across the street from the Burbank Airport, so people can fly in or drive in, however you want to do it. And we show up there, and we make ourselves available for photographs and autographs, and it's a wonderful weekend.
Actually. And it's coming up when? June, is it? May, end
it's
of May?
It's in June.
June. We'll get the exact dates as it gets closer.
Yeah.
Maybe, some of our listeners can let us know, especially, if Lori's got a plane ticket. That would be very nice. Now, also, neighbor
people,
Paul.
By the way, people, I got to tell you, meeting these people, these fans, people put a lot of planning into this.
Into the show.
Into getting wherever they live in Iowa to Burbank.
Yeah.
It's amazing. God bless them.
Yeah, bless everybody for doing that, come absolutely. And see you. So, and again, as I mentioned, Lori's going to be there. Maybe she can give us the dates of the show and text it to us or email us or Facebook Live us. Now, neighbor Paul used to be part of our show, and then he disappeared somewhere in Palm Springs. But he is a listener and a viewer. He says, Fred, how well did you know Coach Tommy Prothrow and backup quarterback Pete, what was his name, from the 72 team?
Backup what?
The backup quarterback that the Rams
Pete
had?
Pete Bethard.
Bethard.
Yeah, Bethard. Pete Bethard. Yeah, Pete Bethard.
Yeah.
I knew Pete well.
Was he a good backup?
He was a quarterback coach at USC.
Oh, he was?
John McKay, the era, 62, 63, 64-ish.
And Tommy Prothrow was a college
Tommy
quarterback.
Tommy Prothrow was the head coach at UCLA.
Yeah, came over, coached the Rams for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, for 2 years.
Is that good as a college coach?
That was it.
They can do all right. You look at all the college coaches you had at San Diego State.
You have to start somewhere.
And look at the guys you had over there. Who do we have? Joe Gibbs, right? And who else?
Oh, from San Diego personally.
State. Yeah, I love
Don Coryell, John Madden.
Joe Gibbs. Ernie Zambezi.
Ernie Zampezi and Matt Dauhauer.
And Matt Dauhauer, yeah.
Rod.
Rod Dauhauer. Matt.
All
was
of these guys
the
were
boy.
Head coaches at one time.
Yeah, and so that was good. And you guys had quite a team over there.
Yeah,
was
we
really
were good
stuff. So, that's pretty good. If you want to shout out at us, go to Facebook Live or email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Yes, now, please do.
Pamela says Thursday, April 27th is National Babe Ruth Day. Well, it's past now, but Babe Ruth, the first one was in 1947 when 58,339 fans greeted the Babe at Yankee Stadium. His last appearance was in June 1948 when they retired his number. And we told the story on this show, Fred, about you meeting the manager there, or the greeter at the Yankee Stadium, who actually let you sit.
Jimmy was the keeper of the flame over there, and he allowed me. When I said, do you think it's possible if I could sit down here on the Babe stool? Well, yeah, the Babe.
It was a chair.
The Babe wouldn't mind. And so I went over and I saw his butt, if you forgive me, his butt implant on the stool.
It was an old stool. The back had been ripped off it?
It was a wicker chair with the back torn off of it a long time ago. And what was in its place as a seat was a needlepoint pad, and it was placed in there and pushed down, no doubt by the Babe's girth, but it was pushed down a little bit.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I said, I can actually make out.
You could see the imprint.
The imprint of the Babe's butt. And so I said, can I sit down here, Jimmy? Go, oh, yeah, please. Well, you want a Yoo-hoo? I said, no, I'll get one later. So I went over there, and I gently sat down, and that's when the two meetings of the butts, the buttockses of the past and the future met, and I think that gave me good luck to go forward in life.
You went out after that, slammed a couple of home runs. Unfortunately, you were playing football for the New York Giants, but still, it's a great story.
I ran out in the Yankee Stadium as a young kid, and I just couldn't believe that I was there with the house that Ruth built, you know.
Yeah. You looked at that grate out there in center field that almost destroyed Mickey Mantle's career.
My friend Mickey Mantle, I call him my friend because we had met several times and we laughed it up. We hit it off. You
Did
know?
You tell him about that incident where you went out there?
No. Oh. But he knew, that's for sure.
That's good stuff. Now, we don't have the dates yet for the June 30th and July 1st. Okay, that's the date.
June 30th
and July 1st for the autograph show. That's going to be in Burbank, right? At a hotel there?
Yes, it's going to be right across
Beverly Garland Hotel, was it?
Yes, it used to be Beverly Garland. That's right.
Whatever
it
is now.
But it was changed to something else. Anyway, it's right across the street from the airport. You can't miss it.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is pretty good. I'm enjoying the fact that people are shouting into us here and saying hello. And you can email us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Now, a couple of items of business here. Then we want to get into a great topic here that Fred and I have talked about today. Apparently, the Braves the Atlanta Braves have this new ritual they do that when someone hits a home run, they have a big hat. Now, I've seen the Angels put a cowboy hat on when somebody hits a home run. You know, they pop the cowboy
hat. That Japanese warlord hat.
Yeah, exactly.
They put on Ohtani every time.
They put on Ohtani when he hits it. No one's complaining about that. But
that's
apparently,
right.
New Era, who's the official hat supplier for Major League Baseball, yeah. is upset because this big hat, and I haven't seen it, but apparently it looks like a cap. And it's just a big, big cap, a big hat. And New Era is upset because it's not their hat. And so they complained to Major League Baseball, who in turn got a hold of the Braves, and then the Braves officials confirmed that the company did talk to the league, who then spoke to the team, and that's why fans haven't seen the big hat during games this week. Apparently the Marlins
what
and Braves had five home runs that
other
night.
Other than big.
I guess it's a regular like baseball Atlanta Braves hat, but it's big. But it's not a New Era hat. Maybe New Era should put together some fathead hats.
Well, how do we know it's not a New Era?
Because New Era complained about it. It's not their cap.
Oh.
And they have the official rights to
caps.
Yeah,
but see how many people are talking about New Era?
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it alone.
We are.
Move on.
Okay, never mind.
That's it. You've done
enough for that story.
Exactly.
Oh, we're out of time on the show. Just a break.
It's a new era.
Yeah, more things there. Every time you have a good joke, we like to put a big hat on here. And unfortunately, no one brought it into the studio, so we'll wait. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
Yes.
Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And then email him. Again, I'll give you that email address. Fred, I'll spell it for you, F-R-E-D.
That's
Dreyer,
right.
D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
Yes.
C, like in Competition Radio Network, crntalk, T-A-L-K, .com. And that'll get it done. When we come back, we got to talk basketball. It's something that's bothering Fred. It's bothering me now that he's told me about it. So we'll hit it up with you here when we return. Stay with us here. The Fred Dreyer Show, every week at this time. Thanks so much for joining us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer Show with yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And we're going to talk a little bit about load management in the NBA. I don't know if you've heard about this, but a story came out this week, and everybody now is talking about it. And it, Fred and I were discussing it before the show today. 10 years ago, some just really cutting-edge sports scientists, they knew the term load management. Today, it's become more popular than ever before, and it's really getting people upset. And it hit new heights last week when the Clippers forward Kawhi Leonard sat out a nationally televised game at Utah on the first night of a back-to-back. And this is the playoffs. This is when you want your guys ready to go. Now, this really wasn't anything new. A lot of you are saying, like, wait, come on, Leonard missed the most of the 2017-2018 season because of tendinopathy in his right quad. He hasn't played in both ends of a back-to-back since April of 2017 because he has a load management program. He had it last season with the Toronto Raptors, in which he played only 60 regular season games. How many games do they play in a season?
82 so regular
season. He played only 60. And this helped propel, they say, his team to the NBA championship. Leonard took home the NBA Finals MVP trophy. Now Leonard didn't invent this the load management at the NBA regimen, but he might have perfected it, and he's popularized it. You know, a lot of other rookies, Memphis Grizzlies rookie, Ja Morant, Dallas Mavericks, big man Kristaps,
Porzingis,
yeah, are more players and more teams than ever are watching regular season games in street clothes. This is what really bothers us. They come into the sidelines there, not suited up. They're in street clothes, and some old school critics see this in disgust, you being one of them.
Well, that's one of the lesser important things, but I believe that if you're not playing, participating, you're upstairs, you're out of sight.
Yeah, you go up in the press.
You're not sitting there with a Clarabelle circus outfit on and sunglasses and all of that clothing that they wear.
They used to wear suits and ties.
And sit on the sideline and be a visual nuisance. Just say, I'm not playing. It'll be released in the press by the coach and by the organization. And you can go up off the floor, in the skybox and get the hell out of our sight.
Not to say we're not disagreeing if you got a real serious injury. Obviously, you can't play. You're rehabbing or whatever. But this load management thing is among probably one of the most debated, least understood issues in the NBA today.
Well, let me just add something before you go
please.
Ahead because
yeah.
You're on the right track.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard was part of the San Antonio Spurs and he had a knee injury, and he was out for a long time. This was when Greg Popovich is still coach; he's still there. But this is when they were preparing for playoffs and all. When it was a much better team than it is now. They're terrible now, but now he's. Late and lazy in handling his injury that Popovich said, look, you're either going to participate here, you're going to show up, you're going to participate, you're out.
Yeah.
And so he says, well, I guess I'm out because I'm not participating. Anyway, they got rid of him, And that's when he started traveling around. That's when he went to Toronto, and that's when you know, they tried to get rid of him and cut his salary a little bit, and so forth and so on. But what happened is that Kawhi Leonard has been, since I guess 4.5 years now, he's been riding that, I don't want to say excuse.
Load management.
Because he is injured. He, as a matter of fact, he is injured and has been injured.
So you should say you're injured and you're out.
But for 4.5 years, you know, that's been going on. And he's been claiming that, you know, he's not well yet. And the doctors say you're free to participate in practice and games. And he says, well, I don't think I am. So he sat and sat and sat. Finally, Popovich said, that's it. Get out. And that's when the basketball playing world really came into realizing what load management
is all about. Yeah, load management, as I mentioned, is among the most debated, least understood issues in the NBA today. And it's not just an indiscriminate excused absence from a regular season game if you're injured or whatever. It's a program, and it seeks to have the team's most important contributors playing at optimal health in the biggest moment for many years. They're trying to save their players now. Understood, but playoffs are the biggest moments in the team's history, and we see a lot of people sitting games out when they're back-to-back in the playoffs. Get out there and play. This
exactly
is when we
correct.
Need you.
And as you well know, these players tell the press and they tell everybody else. They say, you know, we're going to be ready to go. We're going to get get rested for the playoffs because there's 18 playoff games. We got to win it to win the championship. And so here come the playoffs, and they're not available to play. Not playing. They're not participating.
They're not. And in a real sense, there's a friction between believers and skeptics. It exists because the best science, one that says that the density of the NBA schedule elevates injury risk. Too many games, there's a chance for more injury. Okay, we get that. But it's now come under conflict with the NBA folklore that championships are the pinnacle of success. So if you talk about load management, rest the people for the most important games, that's definitely playoffs. And given the speed and their athleticism deployed in today's game, it's becoming increasingly difficult for players to remain consistently healthy. So you want to have a good bill of health, but should you be sitting them out? Leonard sat out a lot of games, and the Clippers out of the playoffs.
Well, a lot of these players have decided, I'm going to take a couple of days off when we have back-to-back games. And that is when you're on the road, you're flying from, let's say, L.A. to New Jersey, and you're playing the Knicks and you're playing the Nets on back-to-back nights. And players don't like that. And I think what's happened, I've heard down the road that they're going to, at the end of the season, they're going to negotiate, or they're going to change that so where there is no more back-to-back games.
Which is what you talked about, or maybe lessen the amount of games in the regular season, right? Cut back some games.
Well, I think they do both. I think you want to solve it.
There shouldn't
be any rest, because there is a legitimate conversation to be had where somebody says, you know, I got a bunch of Nick tickets for Christmas, and I can't wait to go to the game and stuff. And you go to the game, and your favorite players are sitting on their asses on the pine.
Some because they want to.
Because they decided, I don't think I want to play tonight.
Now, here's the deal. For the most part, the load management, it tends to involve back-to-back games. Nearly two-thirds of the games that players missed for rest or load management or other precautionary reasons was during the 2018-2019 season, came during back-to-back games.
Yep.
So more than one-third of the others came in the month of April, when they're just getting going. Load management, or rather when the season is winding down and they're getting ready for these playoffs. And it's like, you got to be ready for the go. Load management outside of back-to-backs is rare before the end of the season. So if you're saving people to play for the important games are at the end of the season. It's like taking your star pitcher out for the World Series, saying, well, we got Kershaw, we got to rest him because we need him for next year. You know, it's like, come on, you're in the World Series,
that's
for God's
right.
sake.
You just play, you know, and that's what you have to do. And most of the people in the league do. But it's just a very unfortunate thing. There's the demand for product by the networks, the distributors, and then there's a demand by the teams, you know, to play the best people all the time, to get the best records, to get the best seeding in the playoffs. That's all understandable. That's the way it's always been. But the games are now too much. Half of them, you know, by the time Christmas comes, the season starts in November and late October, and in 6 weeks, half the schedule is already defined of who's going to the playoffs.
And Fred, if I'm the owner of a team and I sign you for millions of dollars, don't I want you playing every chance I can get you in there? It's going to be great for the fan base. It's going to be great for the team, and we want to win a championship.
Well, this just occurred here not too long ago here at Staples Center when LeBron decided he came in and told the press, "I'm not playing," before he told the coach. He made the announcement.
Unbelievable. He made it to the press himself.
He made the announcement to the press.
Not telling the coach.
I'm not going to play. I think I'm going to rest and sit this out because we've got a lot of games coming up in over the holidays, and I want to be ready for that.
Let me ask you a question. You played football for the New York Giants, for the Los Angeles Rams. Did you ever think that you're going to rest the game because it was just, you know, you broke your finger last week in Minnesota or something on somebody's helmet, and I'm going to sit out the game right now, right? The management was trying to get everybody to come out and play. I remember you telling about, who had the bad thumb? When we come back, we got to tell that story. But am I right? Did you ever have a time when you said, oh, I'm not going to play?
Well, look, basketball is different. They got 15 people on the team.
True.
And there's like two or three of them that run the show. And if you don't like it, that's too bad. And it is the way it is.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
yes.
If you have tickets for your son or your kids, you want to go to the game, and you show up, and your favorite stars are not playing.
They're dressed in street clothes.
They're dressed in street clothes, and these kids and these families are brokenhearted because they want to
see. I'd put them in the stands and have them throw peanuts out to the crowd.
I'd send them home.
You got to meet them. We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To celebrate National Pet Month, Amazon is hosting the second Amazon Pet Day on Tuesday, May 2nd and Wednesday, May 3rd. Amazon Pet Day will offer 48 hours of tail-wagging deals across popular pet categories. There's something for every pet owner, from food and treats to toys and healthcare supplies, clothing, habitats, and more from popular pet-approved brands like Furbo, Purina, Blue Buffalo, Hill Science Diet, Milk-Bone, and more. Whether customers are preparing to be a first-time pet parent or have a house full of beloved animals, everyone can enjoy savings and deals on Amazon Pet Day. Amazon Pet Day will offer more top deals for pet products in Amazon store than ever before. Plus, Prime members who shop on Amazon Pet Day will also have access to special pet movie deals on Prime Video. Pets are an important part of the family, so mark your calendar for Amazon Pet Day on May 2nd and May 3rd and visit amazon.com/petday to shop.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back, so there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
Back on the Fred Dreyer Show, here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the Mr. Fred Dreyer. We're talking a little bit here.
Thank you so much.
About load management in basketball. One final thought here on this, we can talk about it. Anthony Edwards, he slams load management. He says, here's what he says. All the guys sitting, resting, that's the only thing I probably don't like. Just play, man. If you 80%, you got to play. If you're 80%, you got to play. I don't like all the sitting, missing game stuff. And then underlined, he goes, these people might have enough money to come to see one game.
There you go.
And that might be the game they come to, and you are sitting it out. Anthony Edwards upset with his other players.
And they're sitting it out looking like idiots and clown characters on the sideline.
Wear suits.
Somebody should have told them, if you're not going to play, we don't want to see you.
Yeah, that's something. Okay, so tell the story, if you can, about Rich Saul.
Rich Saul was a center on our team.
Of the LA Rams.
He passed away several years ago. He's my
great guy.
Roommate in training camp. He's just a tremendous guy and a great center. And he really hurt his thumb. He broke the bone from the tip of his thumb down to the first knuckle.
Ooh.
And it split.
Ooh.
It split.
Ouch.
Kind of like that.
So it split apart like two fingers dividing.
Yeah, and it was very painful. And
split in the bone.
Yeah. And so,
like a wishbone, kind of, right? Just split apart.
Well, it split.
Yeah.
But whatever that meant. But so the doctors looked at him, and of course, his hand was all swollen up. And so they said, okay, we'll get you squared up. He asked the doctor, he said, hey, doc, I'm not playing, am I, with this? I can't play with this. Look at my hand. I can't even grip a football. He goes, well, we'll just think about it. So that was like on a Sunday when he did it. And so he came back into practice on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He stayed out of practice all the way until they got on the airplane. And then they walked over to him and said, how do you feel? We've been giving you a lot of painkillers and anti-inflammatories. How do you feel? He says, I can't do anything. My hand's still swollen up. And it was. He goes, oh, geez, what are we going to do about this? So he says, well, it's Friday, and we're getting on an airplane. We're going to Cleveland, and I don't know where the hell, what you guys are doing, but I can't play like this. So and I'm not going to look like a fool on Monday night television. So he said, okay, fine. So we got on the airplane, and he was talking about he held his thumb up like this.
On the airplane,
after he buckled in. He had someone buckle him in. He milked this thing like you can't believe it. So he flew for, 12 hours to get to Cleveland? He flew a light year with his hand up in the air like this, and people were saying, what are you doing? It's okay, so you're not going to play, but don't dine out on it. There's other guys who were injured too. Then look at Larry Brooks. He's got his dislocated toe, and he's going to play. He goes, yeah, but they're going to shoot him up. I don't want to get shots. I'm not getting a shot for this. And I said, well, something like that, my experience is that you're going to get a shot. He goes, how do you know? I said, well, I pay attention to who gets shots and who doesn't. So he says, I got to. So he gets up and he walks toward the front of the airplane to talk to the daughter, to talk to the doctor. Yeah. And his hand is still up
still
in the air.
Still holding it in the air.
Still holding it in the air. And so he talks to him and he comes back. He says, I'm not getting a shot. What are you talking about? So he sits down. We land in Cleveland. We go to the hotel. And then we go out to dinner that night. And he's holding his hand up. And like, so we finally get to the stadium and the following Monday night, because it's a Monday night game. And he said, boy, it's a good thing I don't have to play against Bob Brown. He's the nose tackle for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
Sorry. And so this guy was like 6'8", 3,000 pounds. You know, he's just a monster. And, you know, Rich standing.
Oh, I don't have the point.
Whenever he could, wherever he was looked at by an opposing player, he had his hand up in the air like this, just like that, holding it like that. And he was we're there at the game, and we're at the punting team kicking the balls back and forth and stuff, and everybody is, you know, getting ready to, you know, in about 25, 30 minutes, we're going to have a kickoff here for a Monday night game. And then, sure enough, Chuck Knox, the head coach, comes over and says, Rich, doctor wants to see you. He's in the locker room. He wants to see you. Go see him right now. He goes, okay. So he goes in there. He kind of like lightly jogs. Hand is still up in the air. He lightly jogs and he goes into the past the cheerleaders
for the cheerleaders.
And they had, in the hallway in the opening before you go into or out of the locker room onto the field, they had a Bengal tiger.
Oh, okay, the mascot, yeah.
Yeah, a Bengal tiger. And he wasn't drugged up like they told us.
The Bengal tiger was not. So, oh, a real Bengal tiger.
A real one.
Oh, okay, I got you.
A real one. You know.
So, yeah, so there's one, yeah.
So this thing was the size of a Volvo.
Oh, my God.
This thing was huge.
Unbelievable.
And there's a girl there. She was an actually 14-year-old girl. I guess her father owned the tiger. And she says, make sure when you're walking around a Bengal, you don't put your hand inside, because I said, will this animal bite? He says, I think so. I think if he bit you, you'd have to go to the hospital. And I said, kind of like Rich Saul here with your hand up in there. Look at this hand up in there. She says, oh yeah, that would not do good. Rich goes into the deal, and there's the doctor. There's two doctors there. So I follow. Team comes back in now. The assistant to the doctors comes over to me and to Jack Youngblood, who just happened to be standing there.
Excellent. You guys together.
Yeah. And they say, and he says, a doctor wants to see you. So we walk in, and he says, what's going on? And Rich is sitting on a table, taping table, who's back to us, and he's having a grand old time.
His hand is still up in the air.
And so the trainer, Gary Tuthill, is kind of talking to Rich about, you know, how you have to hold your hand and stuff. And that Curlin,
Dr. Robert Curlin,
God bless him, he is over there near a plate of needles.
Sorry for the snort, but this is not sounding good. So, and you and Youngblood are in there.
So I'm in there, and I'm looking at these things. They have a needle in there the size of a number two pencil. So I said, what are they going to do here? So the doctor comes over. He looks at us, holds his hands up to his lips.
To you and Youngblood?
To shush us.
Yeah.
And motions for us to come over. And he says, stand next to him right there, and stand next to him right here. And so Rich says, hey, Doc, what's going on? He says, just settle down for just a second. And he turns his back away, and he puts a xylocaine and a number two pencil.
A number two pencil.
You could have run to Mississippi on the amount of dope that they put into this thing. So anyway, so he so Rich is standing there, and the doctor turns around, and he says to Jack and I, "Grab him."
That's it. That's the key word. Grab him.
Grab him was the key word that meant grab him. So I grab him on each side of the arm, and Rich says, hey, what's going on? What's going on? Now his arm is down, and he realizes they're going to shoot him up. And there's only one reason that they're shooting him up.
He's going to play.
He's playing. So this guy, Dr. Curlin, puts this. So he looks at Rich. He says, "Hold on, this is really going to hurt." And he puts this needle in the end of his thumb, just below the nail line.
Oh.
And he jams it in about an inch.
Oh, come on.
You don't know what strength is until you try to hold down a 6'4", 265-pound man who does not want to have a needle put under his nail.
Oh.
So they inject him. We held him down. He wrestled. They shot him in there, and he says, "Okay, now I'll go get dressed." So he went out and got dressed.
Well, talk about your load management. That is the exact opposite. I'll tell you that right now.
That's some load management.
That is a story. Did Rich ever forgive you?
No. But he played. He played. We lost, and he played pretty well. Yeah.
But
he played. See, that's the difference.
Yeah. That's what you want to.
That's the difference.
That's the whole deal about it. You're absolutely right. Good for you guys. I mean, that's the way the players were. I mean, that's what you got paid for, was to play. I don't know if I would jam a needle like that. But
well, look, it lasted him, for about 2 days.
Yeah. That's really something. Mike Trout in the news. Do we hear about this? Now, listen, it's Trout.
He's a little league ball.
He's a little leaguer, and he signed a 12-year-old game ball 19 years ago in New Jersey. It sold for over $15,000 with an auction house. The 12-year-old was Mike Trout. 5 years before, he was selected in the first round of the 2009 Major League Baseball draft by the Angels. Now, here's the best story of this whole thing here. Because the Angels lost Mike Teixeira to the Yankees. Remember that? He got a free agent signed with the Yankees. Yankees stole him away from the Angels. So the Yankees had to give some kind of a compensatory pick. And so they picked up... the pick was Mike Trout. They used their pick, the Angels, to get Mike Trout. So who got the benefit of that deal? The Yankees and Mark Teixeira, or the Angels, because they had the pick, it got Mike Trout?
Well, Mike Trout, come on.
Yeah, I would go that way. That's it.
By the way, can you spell Teixeira?
Yeah, T-E-X, what is it, T?
Don't look.
Yeah, it's T-E-X-I-E-R-A, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
Also, what's your feeling on Aaron Rodgers finally saying goodbye to the
It's
Packers?
Enough. The drama is enough. And,
over, right?
He's where he wants to be, I suppose. And, people are entered into a business association. That's what they want. That's what they got. Next.
And Brett Favre says that the Aaron Rodgers will do great with the Jets. That's what happened when Brett left the Packers, went to the Jets, and then Aaron Rodgers stepped in. So Rodgers says, "I'm an old guy. I want to be at a place that I can win it all, and I believe we can do that." He says, so that's the whole deal. And then he made a bunch of posts there, social media, to the people of Green Bay, and said, "You'll always have my heart."
Oh,
not really. You're playing for the Jets.
You not always have your heart?
Exactly. I got my money.
I don't think that's good. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't tag that story with that.
Yeah, that's how he tagged it.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, he says, that's what he says. This is not the end for us. I will see you again, Green Bay. You'll always have my heart.
God, it sounds like a World War II movie.
I know. It's
jeez.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to reach into the old mailbag.
Here we go.
And we got some good stuff there to talk about. Here, don't forget, you can email Fred.
Yep.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Load management.
Fred.
Load management.
Dreyer at CRN, Competition Radio Network, CRN Talk. LoadManagementPodcast.com. Talk to us on your feelings for load management. We'll talk about them on an upcoming show.
Yeah, I'm going to have load management for dinner tonight.
Are you? Yeah. Be careful. You don't want to overeat. Well, that's some management there.
I'm going to manage it.
You got to do it. Stay with us.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Fred Dreyer Show Sports Lounge here.
Yes.
Fred Dreyer Show.
Yes.
I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
Let's get into our mailbag if we can. We get a lot of good stuff over here to talk to you about. And this one comes to us from our official photographer and Hunter historian, Pam Johnson. She says, great episodes were shown on Hunter. And she said, on Halloween Eve, especially in 1987, a change of pace episode as Hunter and McCall travel to Bald Mountain to invest.
Bald Mountain to invest.
Investigate a murder. A blizzard strands them at a creepy family mansion, and complete, they say, with secret passages that are in the mansion, and two more murders occur. And she's wondering where the mansion was really located. Where was it?
It was at the top of Mulholland Drive, maybe about 3 miles from my house.
Okay, so it was at Mulholland in Hollywood there, and they used fake snow to look like mountains. And Dan Flores in Law & Order SUV, and apparently Richard Klein also, I think he was in Three's Company, he was also a guest there. Now, the best scene is that McCall's room is so cold that she can't wait to jump on Hunter's bed. And she wants to get warm. She says, it looks very warm in there. And Hunter says, okay, Sergeant, come on in, make my night. It's a very entertaining episode, Fred.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's good. Now, also, a big thank you to us from a fan of yours.
Yeah.
And this is a guy was celebrating his birthday, and they asked you. His name is Francis. He was having a birthday. They wanted a special. You sent him a birthday greeting. He says, thank you very much. My sister had a wonderful idea. It's the best birthday present ever, either better than my first cocktail. Fabulous. You have fans all over the world. We live in Austria. We don't know much about American football, but we enjoy watching every episode of Hunter every weekend. We wish you a beautiful life, a great podcast, and may God bestow his blessings upon you.
God bless you very much.
Here's one from Dale. He says, three of the most underrated defensive players of NFL history, Brian Hinkle, Jerry Ball, and Fred Dreyer.
Jerry Ball.
Yeah.
Jerry Ball.
Yeah, and finally, blessings to Hunter, because there was a great picture of you on TV, Guy. That's our show. We'll see you next week. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
It's a glorious time of life when I can be with you, Mike.
That's a greater time when I can be with you, Fred. Next week, we'll celebrate more, shall we?
Please.
Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. See you next week, everybody.